ജയം വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹർഷിയില പ്രഭുപാദ കി ജയം നിഖിലീല പ്രവിഷ്ടോം വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹർഷിയില പ്രഭുപാദ കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദ കി നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർ കി പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദകി ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ഡഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനകി വൃന്ദാവൻധാമകി മായപൂർധാമകി മധുരപുരിധാമകി ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരിധാമകി ദ്വാരകാപുരിധാമകി ഗംഗമായിക്കി യമുനമായിക്കി തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദകി ഗോർ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരാംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ശിഷ്യല പ്രഭുപാദ് നമാം ശുഭദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസായ ബുധലേശ്വരി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി നാമിനെ ഹസ്തേ സരസ്വദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാരി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൽ ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാദസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സംകീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവഭാവ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യദോന്വയാദിതരദ ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനെ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയെ മുഹ്യന്തിയൽ സൂരയ തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്രപരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തുശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിംവാപരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോരസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുപേതമപേതകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്യുഭാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിഥിതീർഷതം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കലവേണുക്കുണിതാദൃതാനനിന്ദോഃ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരിന്ന കണികാവി കാവി കാവി നമാഹോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിൻ ഹിതി നാമിനെ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പിശാത്യാദേശധാരിണീം ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസം ഹരികതോ ഗീതം പുനാദീഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദപരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So, as we have seen before from the from Srimad Bhagavatam, through the first chapter in the Canto 11, Krishna gave us the indication that without renunciation or without vairagyam, one cannot progress in spiritual life. This is the one point which has come very strongly through that chapter. How important it is to cultivate detachment from the material life. And in order to teach this point to Uddhava, Krishna decided to execute that in his own time in this world. Like Krishna's family, 10,000 each Yadavas were so powerful that it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam they had the strength of 10,000 elephants, each of them. They were so powerful like that. So because of that, Krishna decided that they should not become a burden on the earth later. This was Krishna's Krishna's desire. So accordingly, Krishna decided to destroy them as well, or wanted them to leave this world while Krishna was leaving this world. So accordingly, Mausalam or Nashakaushalam, it is called in the Bhagavatam, Mausalam was organized, where the iron club which was in Sambha's stomach, eventually it was found out, and the very thing caused for the destruction of the whole Yadava race, which we have seen in the first chapter. So you will see there that the when does a man become ready for liberation? When one comes to know that everything is going to be finished, that's when he gets ready for liberation. Otherwise it's not going to happen easily. So Vasudeva also, Krishna's own father, did not take this issue of liberation very seriously. He didn't take it very seriously. He was always thinking, Krishna and Balaram are our children, they are always with us. Why do we worry about anything? And they are quite capable to do anything, whatever they wanted. So with that background, Vasudeva did not take that seriously. Although he was instructed at the time of Krishna's appearance that one should not Yuvavam putra bhavena brahma bhavena chasakal, that teach me, look after me as your son, at the same time think of me as brahma bhavam, as the absolute truth. But only half of that happened. Vasudeva looked after Krishna as his son, but didn't think about absolute truth side of it, the brahmam side of it. So now the time has come, Krishna decided that Vasudeva should also know what is going to happen. So as soon as this decision came through, Krishna decided that Dwaraka is going to go underneath the water in few days' time, it hit Vasudeva very seriously. Vasudeva started realizing it's not permanent. This is not permanent. Up to that time, Vasudeva was thinking this will go on like this, this opulences of Dwaraka. The opulences of Dwaraka was so well known, it was more opulent than the heavenly planets. That was the situation at those days in Dwaraka, because of Krishna's presence. But when Vasudeva realized that in a few days' time, everything is going to go, then he became automatically Krishna conscious, like us. We will also become Krishna conscious only at that point. Up to that time, this will go on, spiritual life will also go on, material life will also go on. But Vasudeva became very, very serious when he came to know that everything is going to go in one stretch. That Dwaraka is going to go underneath the water. And Vasudeva, when this curse was given by the sages, Brahmana sages, and they left, and Krishna told all of them to go to Prabhasam, and to go away from Dwaraka to Prabhasam, that time Vasudeva's mind got disturbed. Vasudeva started thinking, everything is going to come to an end. That fear developed inside very strongly. Only then he started inquiring about what is next. What is the next thing to do? And it was at that time, Sri Narada Maharshi was instructed to come there and to give instructions to Vasudeva. From this incident, many commentators have mentioned this also, that unless one becomes qualified to meet a great soul, it is not going to happen. The first thing is to become qualified. What is that qualification? Like Vasudeva had that deep realization in him that everything is going to come to an end tomorrow, in a few days' time. All this opulence, all this happiness of this world, and the position as the king, everything is going to go. Vasudeva realized that, and only at that point he came to his consciousness to think that, what should I do now? And it was at that time, Krishna's arrangement was Sri Narada Maharshi should come and instruct him in that way. It is like that. Only if we lose our grip in the material world, our grip in the spiritual world will get stronger. As long as our grip is very strong here, it will not become stronger on the other end. One hand here and one hand on the other side. But as long as we are strongly bound in the material life, it will not become easy for us to go back to the spiritual world. That is the point. Then, previously also, Vasudeva used to see Sri Narada Maharshi, but never cared to ask him anything about it. Only at this time, the thought came to Sri Narada Vasudeva, what should I do now? What is the next thing for me to do? And therefore, it is said like this, that unless one become qualified to, qualification means what? That a certain degree of detachment from material life, only then one will get the possibility of seeing a great soul. He'll get attracted by a great personality or an opportunity to meet a great soul with whom he can discuss about Krishna consciousness or inquire from him about the purpose of life or the nature of the absolute truth. All these things can only happen when we become qualified. So become qualified is also another important thing in spiritual life. Most of us think that, oh, I've been looking for a pure devotee everywhere. I couldn't find one, they say. But you won't find one till we ourselves become pure enough to meet that great soul. When that happens, that will happen. Krishna's arrangement, it will happen. And that is what that lesson is indicating to us. This experience from Vasudeva is indicating to us that our grip in the material world has to loosen up a little bit. It has to be loosened. And a very genuine and serious desire has to develop inside to after analyzing the material life, what it is worth for, one comes to come to the strong conclusion that spiritual life is one should pursue. When he comes to that firm conclusion, Krishna arranges that, the opportunity to meet a great devotee or a great realized soul. So, that was like a kind of a wake-up call for Vasudeva. This instruction from all the Dwarakas going underneath the water was like a wake-up call for Vasudeva, and Vasudeva became serious about spiritual life after that. And then his inquiry started. So when the inquiry started, as you have seen before, that first personality out of the 9 sages, as I mentioned before, that the Swayambhuva Manu had 2 children, Priyavrata and Uthanapada. Out of that, Priyavrata's descendants, we discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Priyavrata's children, son was Agnidra, Agnidra's son was Nabhi, Nabhi's son was Maharaj Rishabhadev, and Rishabhadev had 100 children, and out of the 100 children, the eldest one was Bharata Maharaj, King Bharata. So, that Bharata, under whose name, Bharatavarsham came to be known as Bharatavarsham later. So, among the 100 children, there were 9 great sages, and those 9 great sages, they are present here now in the palace of King Nimi to discuss about the absolute truth. Here you will notice when Vasudeva asked Srinarada Maharshi to instruct him on the Bhagavata Dharma or Krishna consciousness, Srinarada Maharshi did not say that I have my opinion. No, he never said anything like that. What he said was, I have heard the instructions from the 9 great sages, Kavihari, Andariksha, Prabuddha, Pipalayanan, Avirhotra, Dhrumela, Chamasa, Karabhajana, the 9 sages, how they instructed about Bhagavata Dharma to King Nimi in his sacrificial arena in Mithila. So in that situation, I was also present there, and what I've heard, now I will present it before you. This is how Srinarada Maharshi told these things to him. It is just to tell us how humble Srinarada Maharshi is. You will notice this throughout in the Vedic literature. Whenever they want to present anything, they will always say the previous acharyas or previous personalities have spoken like this. I have heard from them, and that's I'm repeating. Even Krishna follows the same role. Krishna talks about Bhishma in Ekadasha Skandam that I heard from Bhishma like this. Bhishma Vidamaha spoke like this while he was leaving his body, and I'll talk about that again to you, to Uddhava. He says like this. So, but in Kali Yuga, it is the other way. Kali Yuga, it doesn't happen like that. Kali Yuga, everything is opposite. In Kali Yuga, in my opinion, I think this is what it is. So therefore, one great soul who was a great devotee of Srimad Bhagavatam, he said that, Yatrasya Pratibhamanam Tasmai Shri Kalaye Nama. He says, where Pratibhamanam means where one's false pride and Pratibha, that I am the one who has to make that decision, or I am the one, in my opinion, is more important. That says Pratibhamanam. Yatrasya Pratibhamanam. And who bring this idea into his head? Kali. Kali brings this. So, Tasmai Shri Kalaye Nama. To that Kali, my humble obeisances, he said. What else can you do? Because in Kali Yugam, it will be like that. Everything is my opinion and my opinion. My opinion will be always there. So, but Srinarada Maharshi and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, they don't speak like that. They say, in the past, all this has been discussed before at several instances, in several places. And what I heard, Narada Maharshi is saying, what I heard from the 9 Yogindras or Navayogis, I shall repeat that to you. And that is how he presented to him. So, when the 9 sages entered, the fire started burning considerably higher in the sacrifice. And when the fire started increasing its potency, and at the same time, the King Nimi offered them 9 seats to sit for all of them and worship them. Washed their lotus feet, offered them Arkhyam, Padyam, Madhuvarkam, Anjanam, all the normal procedures, how to receive a great personality. In that way they were received by King Nimi, and he started his inquiry from them. They says there that it was something like this. He felt as though he has got 9 treasures. 9 treasures. But the difference between a treasure and a great soul is this. The treasures, if you get, after some time it will lose its value, or it will be finished with it. It's not going to last a very, very long time. But association with a great soul, that will only go till that great personality takes you back to the spiritual world. Up to that point, it will show its power. That's the difference between a treasure and a great personality. The association with a great devotee, like these 9 great sages, what we have saw in the Bhagavatam earlier, that their presence was such that they could take them back to the spiritual world. That was their capacity. And it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that what kind of personalities were they? It says there that the Avyaharishtagadaya Surasiddha Sadhya Gandharvayaksha Narakinnara Nagalogan Bhuktaascharandi Municharana Bhutanada Vidya Daradhijagavam Vananikamam. This is the nature of that personality. Bhagavad Sri Shukan has not forgotten to mention this very specifically. Why? Avyahadeshtagadaya Surasiddha Sadhyagandharvayaksha Naraginnara Nagalokan. That if some personality like them, these 9 great sages, they could travel anywhere in the creation. Avyahadeshtagadaya, they are not restricted to go anywhere. Imagine you have a situation like that where you are not restricted. We are restricted. We have to stay in this earthly planet. That's the maximum we can do. Even in this planet, we are restricted to move. Avyahadeshtagadaya. Where else will they go? Surasiddha sadhya gandharvayaksha narakinnara nagalogan. All the planets you will see they have included there. Then ഭക്ത മുക്താശ്ചരന്തി മുനിചാരണഭൂതനാഥ വിദ്യാധര ദ്വിജഗവാം ഭുവനാനി കാമം. They were liberated souls, first thing. First thing they were liberated souls. They could accept a body according to the situation. All these, Sudeva Goswami, Srinarada Maharshi, these nine sages, they all belong to that category. They can appear anywhere, disappear anywhere they like. And they can accept a body when they want, they can give up the body when they want. Avyahadeshtagadaya surasitta sadhya gandharvayaksha naraginnara nagalokan. All the different places where they were traveling. Muktasharandi municharana bhudanada vidhyadhara dvijagavam bhuvananigamam. These were the personalities who have appeared in that scene in front of King Nimi. And that is why in the Bhagavatam it is said about them that they were such personalities because of their austerities. And they were called as Navayogis, the nine great sages. So, that in that way they appeared, and when they appeared, actually that Krishna has already made up his mind that Vasudeva also has to come through the process. Just because he is my father, he is not given a free ticket to come to the spiritual world. That's not there. Krishna's rules works very stringently for everybody. So what he says that he should also execute Bhagavata Dharmam or Krishna consciousness. Only then he will be qualified. It is to show by asking Vasudeva to execute that, Krishna is showing to us this is what he likes. It's not that he gave a free passage to Vasudeva. No, Vasudeva also had to go through the Bhagavad Dharma process, Krishna consciousness, because Krishna has, although accepted as Vasudeva's son, has come here in this world, but still, as far as the spiritual process is concerned, Krishna has not given any concession to him. Otherwise, what will happen is, say if Vasudeva was sent back without any instructions on Bhagavad Dharma, the people who come after that, they will say, Vasudeva is Krishna's father, he got a free passage, what do I get? This will be what we will say, isn't it? We are like that. So Krishna decided that whoever wants to come back to the spiritual world, they have to execute the process of Krishna consciousness. That is what it is called, Bhagavata Dharmam there. Then, so, when Vasudeva met Srinarada Maharshi, Srinarada Maharshi was talking to Vasudeva about this meeting between the nine sages and King Nimi. King Nimi. That is how the discussion started, isn't it? So King Nimi asked a question to the sages, to each one of these nine sages. There were nine different questions were put forward. The first question what King Nimi asked was, what is Bhagavata Dharmam? What is Krishna consciousness? King Nimi never asked anything in order to show whether he had any other interest in that question. He never asked a question, how will I have a lot more wealth? By how can I make more money? Things like that he never asked. The question was such, it was very relevant for the benefit of the whole human race. He asked this question. What was the question? how can one come out of this material? What is the ultimate happiness or ultimate happiness for a living entity? This question was raised by King Nimi, isn't it? King Nimi raised this question. King Nimi raised that question. So, Atyantika Kshemam, that is the word used in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atyantika Kshemam, it is mentioned like that. Now, how come King Nimi did not inquire anything from them? Any other questions? He never asked any question to them. Only this was the question he asked. What is the ultimate happiness for the living entity? Here we have an important lesson to learn. What is that? The lesson is this, that when we meet a great personality, we should not talk to them anything about mundane matters. This is the most important thing, about mundane matters. We always make this mistake. When we meet a sannyasi, or when we meet somebody who is a very great soul, spiritually advanced personality, we should not ask him, oh, how is the family, how is the children? These questions are not to be asked. This is against the principle. And that is what it is showing here. King Nimi never raised the questions to the nine yogis. Oh, have you had your breakfast? Or when did you arrive? Which train did you catch? This is not the questions you ask to such great people. If you have to ask anything, The only question you have to ask, if you want to know anything about Krishna consciousness or anything about Krishna, you can present your questions in front of them in the proper way. That's the only thing allowed. Otherwise, no questions to be asked. We always make this mistake. Without knowing, due to familiarity, we say sometimes, we see a sannyasi, we ask him, how was the flight? And have you had your breakfast? These are questions are not to be asked to a spiritually advanced personality. That's a mistake we make. And that is why it is spoken that King Nimi never made that mistake. He asked the nine sages that first question was this, that what is Bhagavata Dharmam? That was his first question. So here, you will see there that the Sukhaya Karmani Karyoti Loke. The first thing is that everybody is working in this world for happiness, isn't it? Who does not work for happiness? Everybody is working for happiness. So when he asked this question, Atyandika Kshemam, ultimate happiness. That's ultimate happiness, that's the best way I could translate that. Atyandika Kshemam, that is a word in the Bhagavatam. What is the Atyandika Kshemam for a living entity? This was the question he asked. When he asked that question, the answer from Kavi, the first yogi, was that Manye kudaschil bhayamachyudasya padambujo vasanam atranityam udhigna buddhi asadalpa bhaval vishwalpanaye vishwalpana yatramabhida bhul. Manye kudaschil bhayamachyudasya. That Kavi Maharaj, Kavi Rishi, Kavi, the great sage, says to him, Manye kudaschil bhayam achyudasya badam bujo vasanam atranityam. One who wants to free oneself from this anxiety in this world, he has only one option. That is to take achyuda padam bujo vasana. That is the word in the Bhagavatam. Achyuda Padambujo Vasana, that means Achyuda is Krishna, Padambujo Vasana means serving Krishna. That is the message in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, there was always a confusion that everybody is working for happiness in this world, isn't it? Everyone is working for happiness in this world. But have we any time thought whether we really got this happiness what we were looking for? I'm sure that most of us will agree on this one point that thing called happiness is still a little bit away. We haven't got there yet. Throughout life, we are thinking, tomorrow I'll be happy because I'm working hard today, I'll be happy tomorrow. And then the next day and the day after, like this, by the time the life is over. And then we are just waiting for the day to leave from here. So really, because we also have this Maya along with us to accept that everything that is distress, to take it as happiness. That is how at the moment our situation is like that. We make adjustments in this world and then we say, Rajodigaha karma varaha dukheja sukhamanina. Dukham is coming one after the other. Every endeavor is ultimately bringing unhappiness in this world, one way or the other. Say somebody got a lot of money in a lottery and he won and he thinks he's going to be happy. But some other distress follows after that. Either that very lottery money takes away his sleep and makes it so difficult for him how to manage the rest of the life that he is frightened of the terrorists or frightened of dacoits or whatever that is. And then he moves from one country to another, move the bank from one account to another. All sorts of things people do when so much money comes. That's one side. But another side, and then sometimes he says, I was much happier when I didn't have all these things. Even to that extent, he may sometimes think like that. It can happen to them. Sometimes people think that, oh, if I have a lot of money, I could buy a fantastic sports car or drive that around and enjoy that. But suddenly goes and he meets with a serious accident and the whole program collapses with that. So everything in this world, the so-called happiness we are searching, ultimately it is only distress. This is the conclusion of all the great sages. But we cannot see that at the moment because even this distress we think as happiness. That is the problem. Rajodigaha karma varaha dukheja sukhamanina. We know how to make dukham as a sukham. That is our great capacity, what Brahma has given to us. that we will think, even it doesn't matter, what is it, after all, still it's not too bad. This is how it is. This not too bad goes on, and at the end everything goes bad, and then we go. That's what it is. Ultimately, that is how it is understood. So, because it is like that, it is mentioned like that, it's just like this, some of these modern medicines. As soon as you put it in the mouth, it is sweet, once you are licking it. After a few minutes, if you just lose the surface, it's so bitter inside, the whole thing will come out from there. Like these, some of the allopathy medicines are like that. It's only outside it gives a coating of a sugar coating, so that when you put it inside, for a few seconds or for a minute even, it could be sweet. After that, it becomes so bitter. Similarly, all the sukham in this world also, all the sukham in this world also, Kavi says it's like that. It's all dukham coated with sukham outside. So a little bit of taste of that sukham you get, immediately you think, oh, it's wonderful. And we take it like that. That's what Krishna is saying there. So, therefore, if it is like that, this Atyandika Kshemam, what Kavi has spoken about, is something different. This is a sukham from which there is no more distress after that. That is what we are looking for. Actually, we are all looking for that. And this Atyandika Kshemam, strictly speaking, that is what is called moksham or liberation. But then why they did not use the word moksham? If they say, oh, I'll give you liberation, then we'll say we don't want that. So instead of using the word moksham, Kavi used the word Atyandika Kshemam, that's all. Because if you put it that way, at least they will think, oh, there is some happiness there. But the moment, if it was the word moksham or liberation was used, then we will say, oh, then we don't want it. We're not ready yet. We are not ready for it. This is the Maya's energy, how it works with us. Then we won't take it very seriously when we talk about the word liberation. We can't take it seriously because we think that is something after death we have to worry about. Whereas the effort for liberation has to start from the very beginning, not at the time of death. Only then one can achieve that goal at the end. So, having said that, Krishna says here that the Kavi says here, the first thing what one has to do is, where did this dukkham come from? Where did it originate, first of all? Where did this dukkham come, first of all? The dukkham has come from one thing. Dukkham has come from one thing. That first thing, two mistakes we have made. We have talked about that last Sunday. First one was that things which are not permanent, we have accepted it as permanent, isn't it? What is not eternal, what is not permanent, we have accepted it as permanent in this world. Everything what is temporary, we have accepted it as permanent. That is our first mistake. Secondly, what we have done is, some of these objects, what we see in this world, we started thinking that they will give me happiness. They will give me happiness. In this way, we have misunderstood so many things. We have misunderstood so many things. As long as these two perceptions are there in our mind, that this world is permanent, and also some of the objects in this world are giving us happiness, we are bound to experience this distress all the time. Because as soon as you feel that these objects are worthwhile endeavoring for, and we start our work in that direction, eventually we are going to end up with distress. That is where fear comes. Fear comes at that time. This is what Kavi Maharshi says. Manye uddigna bhukne asadalma bhaval. See, in two words, he has covered the whole thing. Uddhigna buddhe asadalma bhaval. Asadalma bhavad means what we are not. Asad. Asad means alma bhavam. Alma bhavam means our spiritual nature. We have no understanding of our spiritual nature. And what else have we done? We have identified with asad. Asad means one which has no essence, which has no existence, on with which we have identified. That is where the problem started. Kavi Maharshi says, Udegna bhukte asadalma bhaval vishwalpana yatra nivartadobhi. And if you want to free yourself from this situation, Kavi Maharshi says, there is only one way you can do that. Vishwalpana yatra nivartadebhi. You will get released from that only at that point when one becomes completely come to the shelter of Krishna. Otherwise it is not possible. That is why it said there, Manye kudaschil bhayam achyudasya padambujobasanam atranityam. That one who has taken to the padambujobasana, serving Krishna's lotus feet on a permanent basis without any deviation, that is the only process by which one can escape from that fear. Otherwise it is not possible. This is Kavi Maharshi said this to King Nimi at that point. So we will see there that unless this objects which gives distress, we feel their permanent existence. That is the first mistake. And secondly, what is getting destroyed, we start developing attachment towards that. So if we want to escape from that, what do we have to do? We have only one choice left. We have to get attached to something which doesn't get destroyed. We have to get something which doesn't get destroyed, and that's Krishna. That's only Krishna which doesn't get destroyed in this world, in this whole creation. Everything else gets destroyed. But due to our own ignorance and strong conditioning, we get attached to temporary objects in this world, and we start seeing that some of them are good and develop some attachment towards that object. First thing, we make this mistake. What is that? That Bhattha Mithyartha Drishtehe. Mithyartha Drishti, Artha Drishti, Mithya. Mithya means what is something which is false and which is temporary, or Maya. Maya's Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya, it says that Mithya is that. That towards that Mithya, an attachment builds up, and there the problem starts. And once we accept that as reality, and also started seeing something, happiness in some of those objects, then immediately our attachment builds up, and with the result that we want to possess that, we want to acquire that, and in that process fear builds up. That's what it says. Baddha mityartha drishtehe martyasya arthasya manye vyavasarati bhayam yena sarvatmaneivam. That vyavasarati bhayam, bhayam means the fear. Fear will only go away when one has understood this point very clearly. And therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says like this, that that unless we see, get attached to Krishna, this fear will not go away from our mind. You have to continue suffering from this fear. But then the question will come, does the devotees don't suffer then? Those who are got attached to Krishna, will they not suffer? They will suffer. They will also suffer. But then why all this? That's the question then, isn't it? The question, it is like this, that this world is a place of distress. By any means, it is like that. So even if you are in this place of distress, even if one is in place of distress, who is attached to Krishna, he would not be affected by that. That is all it is. That's all it is. He will not be affected by that. For example, in the water, the boat is lying. As long as the water don't get into the boat, it is safe enough. The boat is safe, isn't it? You can travel in the boat as long as the water don't get inside. Similarly, as long as the distress of this world don't affect us or don't affect the mind and get disturbed over it, we are safe, the devotee is safe in this world. That is the protection what Krishna offers to the devotee. When we get attached to Krishna's lotus feet, that is what happens. We get protected by Krishna in this way. Material world is a place of misery. Krishna says, Anityam asikham logam imam prapya bhajaswamam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, nobody can be happy in this world. It's not possible. That is how it is created. No one can say anything about it. We have seen that before. Even if you go to the heavenly planets, what did Krishna say? Even if you reach the heavenly planets, one day, when the results of our pious activities runs out, kshine punye marte logam vishandi. When the credit card, we go there with our credit, isn't it? You have a credit limit when you go to the heavenly planets. And once the credit limit exceeds, Indra will push us out from there. You can have MasterCard or Visa, whatever it is, you'll be back here. Kshine punye marte logam vishandi. That is the nature of the heavenly planet. Shastras are saying, why do we want to go there? And that is the another interesting thing. Now, even if you forget about the heavenly planets, even if you go to Brahma's planet, the situation is not different. Thul bhida satya loge punarvina vasadi palmabhu palmanabha. That even if you ഈവൺ ഇഫ് യു ഗോ ടു ബ്രഹ്മലോകം, പത്മഭൂ പത്മനാഭ പത്മഭൂ, പത്മഭൂ ഈസ് ബ്രഹ്മ, ബ്രഹ്മ ഹു കം ഫ്രം ദി ലോട്ടസ് ഫ്ലവർ ഫ്രം ദ നെയ്വൽ ഓഫ് ലോർഡ് വിഷ്ണു, ഈവൺ ഹിസ് പൊസിഷൻ അബിന് സുഖനവസതി, ദർ ഈസ് നോ സുഖം ഫോർ ഹിം ഓൾസോ ദർ, ഹി ഈസ് ഓൾസോ അണ്ടർ ദി സെയിം ആങ്സൈറ്റി ലൈക് വി ആർ ഹിയർ, ദാറ്റ് വെൻ ഈസ് മൈ ടൈം ഗോയിങ് ടു റൺ ഔട്ട്. He is also feeling the same stress there, like we all do here. So, whether it is heavenly planets, or whether in the Brahmalokam, or Satyalokam, or it is in the earthly planet, it is all very relative thing. That is what Krishna is saying there. That, manye kudas chil bhayam achyudasya, padambujo bhavasanam atra nityam. Serving Krishna is the only way how one can alleviate that fear from one's mind. That's the point Krishna was trying to make there. Now, in order to, how to get that Krishna consciousness where one can escape from this situation? That's the question there. And in answer to that, if you want to light one lamp, you have to take the wick and go to another lamp and light it from there. Isn't it? That's how you can light a lamp. Not electric lights, I'm talking about the ghee wick. Say for example, oil lamps. If you want to light one wick, you take it to another wick which is already burning and light from that. Similarly, when we want to develop Krishna consciousness, you have to take it from another person who is Krishna conscious. Otherwise, it is not possible. That is the way it works. So, manye kudas chil bhayam achyudasya, pada ambujoba sanam atra nityam, udhigna bugdhe asadalma bhaval, vishwalmana yatra nivartado bhi. Vishwalmana yatra nivartado bhi. Kavi Maharshi says to King Nimi, that udhigna buddhe asadalma bhaval. In one word, imagine that the great personalities, they don't talk many things. In one word, they can summarize. And King Nimi was such an intelligent person. He understood that straight away. Asadalma bhaval. Because of asadalma bhaval, our identification with the temporary material world, that is what has caused this problem. Udhigna buddhe. That my intelligence has become driven by that, and this anxiety has built up inside because of this. Yatra almana, vishwa almana, yatra nivarta debhi. And when one comes to the understanding of his true identity as the spirit soul and is able to come to that platform, he is released from that fear. He is released from that fear. So that is the instructions in the Srimad Bhagavatam about that. So, if you go back into Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find there that this situation of the miseries of the material world is very, very well known. That everybody, every great spiritual leader is fully aware of these things. And Vedanta philosophy as well as the Srimad Bhagavatam also talks about these things in depth. And many great devotees who have gone through such distress, they have analyzed it and told us, don't go on to that path. You will be disappointed at the end. You are going to eventually lose the battle. That is why, while we studying Kunti Devi's prayers, Bhishma Pitamaha's instructions, and all the great devotees' instructions, you will find they are telling us that the spiritual life is the only way out if we want ultimately to become happy in this world. So, once it so happened that the just to explain this, why the nature of the material world, just to explain the nature of the material world. There was a very wealthy person, and he had so much wealth, he didn't have to work in this world, because he had so much money. And not only that, because of the wealth, he lived a life of luxury all the time. All the time he lived a life of luxury. And he wanted everything top class, otherwise his eating habits, sleeping habits, everything to the highest standard because of the wealth he had. He had one servant whose duty was to prepare his bed in the evening. That itself was a big ceremony for him. Because he was not an ordinary person, he wanted all his bed very nicely done with the best bed covers and pillows and properly perfumed the bed so that when he comes and sleeps, he feels comfortable with the whole thing. So in other words, he was so attached to his material activities, eating habits and sleeping habits and everything. And this poor servant, he had to do this every day, prepare this bed for him. Every single day he has to do this. And every evening he used to have his big feast, and after that he used to come out and sit for some time and then some fruits and all. And after that he'll go to bed to sleep.
So one day it so happened, this rich man had to go somewhere for some guest has invited, some party or whatever it is, he had to go. So this servant who was preparing his bed thought for some time that every day I am doing this. I had never experienced what it's like if I sleep on this. He thought like that. And the master wasn't there. The master wasn't there. He was away. So he thought that let me prepare it like the way I do and let me lie down on it for some time and see how I feel. He wanted to experience that. After all, he also had some desires. He wanted to fulfill those desires then. So he prepared the bed and got into it. Unfortunately, what happened was he slept off. He couldn't wake up because of the smoothness of the bed or the air conditioning working nicely and all the comforts in that bed and the perfumes, the beautiful smell, everything. He fell asleep. He has worked whole day, prepared the bed, and eventually fell onto the bed and slept. By now, the proprietor, his master came back. He came back, he had his light food or whatever he has, everything, and he came to his bedroom. When he came to his bedroom, he saw his servant sleeping nicely on the bed. He couldn't bear it. He was so angry, and he was actually, you know, he used to ride horses. That was also one of his activities. He had that whip in his hand, took it, and pulled the curtain of the bed and gave him one very good back. This is a strong one. As soon as he got one, he got up from the bed. He gave another one. A few, because of his anger, that what he has done. He didn't say one word. The servant didn't say one word. He went out. Servant got up and quietly walked out. The master was fuming. He came and sat in his settee for a while. At that time, the servant came up to him and started crying. He started crying. He didn't cry when he was beaten. He didn't cry at that time. When he came back, and then he started crying. When he started crying, the master could not understand. He's crying now. I beat him 5 minutes ago. He's coming back and crying now. Why is this? He was asking. He asked him, what are you crying for now? He said to him. Doing such nonsense and then coming and crying now. He said, something like that. He started firing him. So this person says to him, I was just crying because I was thinking what's going to happen to you, he said. So the master says, what are you worried about me, he said. He said, I slept in that bed for 5 minutes and I got so much for that. You are sleeping on that. You also have a master. Not that you are also free like that. I am not free, I agree. You are my master. But there is another master up there who is also watching. So for 5 minutes sleeping in this bed, if I had to get this, I was thinking how much you are going to get. And that is why I was crying, he said. He said to him like that. He said, this is what I was crying about, he said. So this is like that. In this world, we are thinking we are very clever. We will cheat, lie, do everything to get our way through in this life. Isn't it? That is our nature. Because we don't see there is something higher watching. Watching means controlling all these things. And doesn't require for Krishna, it's not very difficult. And when we get into difficulties, we don't realize why this situation has happened to us. It is only because of that karma vasana and karma has followed us. Who can stop that from that happening? So this is the nature of the material world. Everything what we do here ultimately has its reaction that will come back to us in some form or the other. Our smartness and our cleverness won't help us here. Ultimately, Krishna's laws will work in this world. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam says. Manye kudas chil bhayam achyudasya padam bhujo basanam atra nityam udhigna buddhe asadalpa bhaval yatra almana vishualmana yatra nuvartadebhi. If one wants to free oneself from this anxiety, not cleverness, not by our intelligence we can escape, by achyudabhadam bhujo basanam atra nityam. The only and one and only solution to that is to serve Krishna's lotus feet. That is the only solution. This is the verdict of the great sages. They didn't tell us, you become smart, get this degree, get that degree, cheat everybody, lie this, lie that. That way you can become. No, you won't. It says you won't become happy because Krishna says, or Bhagavatam says like this, അച്യുതപാദാംബുജോപാസനം അത്ര നിത്യം. അച്യുതപാദാംബുജോപാസന, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ വേർഡ്. അച്യുതപാദാംബുജോപാസന ഈസ് ദ ഓൺലി സൊല്യൂഷൻ ടു ദ പ്രോബ്ലം, ഈസ് ദ ഓൺലി സൊല്യൂഷൻ ടു ദിസ് പ്രോബ്ലം. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് സേയിങ് ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ്. Then, so when that question comes, it automatically understood that only by the association of great devotees one can get relieved from this anxiety. Only by your association. That is, by association what happens is that automatically the desire for hearing about Krishna comes. Hearing about Krishna comes to one's mind. ശ്രുതൻ സുഭദ്രാണി രഥാംഗമാണ് ജന്മാനി കർമാണി ജയാനി ലോകേ. കവി മഹർഷി സേസ് ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ്, വൺ ഹാസ് ടു ദ വേ ടു ഡെവലപ്പ് ദാറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ് ഈസ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ്. ശൃണ്വൻ സുഭദ്രാണി രഥാംഗമാണ്, കവി മഹർഷി സേസ് ടു നിമി, ടു കിങ് നിമി, ദാറ്റ് ശൃണ്വൻ സുഭദ്രാണി രഥാംഗമാണ്. ശൃണ്വൻ മീൻസ് ടു കണ്ടിന്യൂസ്ലി ഹിയർ അബൌട്ട് വാട്ട് രഥാംഗമാണ് ദാറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ. സുഭദ്രാണി, hear what his glorious pastimes. If one hears that, shrunvan subhadrani radhangamani janmani karmani jayani loke, that janmam and karmam, Krishna's janmam and Krishna's karmam, Krishna's appearance and Krishna's activities, if one hears that continuously, then Srimad Bhagavatam says there that there is a possibility that that we will shrunvan subhadrani radhangamani janmani karmani jayani loke geedani namani tadarthagani gayan vilajo vijareel asangaham. If you look into the verse 39 in chapter 2, Kavi Maharshi is saying there, shrunvan subhadrani radhangamani janmani karmani jayani loke ഗീതാനി നാമാനി തദർത്ഥഗാനി ഗായൻ വിലജോ വിചരേത സംഗാഹ. ഓൾ ദീസ് ആർ വെരി വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് വേഴ്സസ്. ദീസ് ദർ ആർ 12 വേഴ്സസ് കവി മഹർഷി സേസ് ടു കിങ് നിമി. ഇഫ് യു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദീസ് 12 വേഴ്സസ് തറോലി, യു ഹാവ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ് ഏകാദശ സ്കന്ധം. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹൗ ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ ദോസ് വേഴ്സസ് ആർ. ദാറ്റ് വാട്ട് ഏകാദശം ഹാസ് ടു സേ ഈസ് ദയർ ഇൻ ദോസ് 12 വേഴ്സസ്. വാട്ട് ആർ ദേ? ശൃണ്വൻ സുഭദ്രാണി രഥാംഗമാണി ജന്മാനി കർമാണി ജയാനി ലോകേ. കൃഷ്ണസ് പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ്, കൃഷ്ണസ് പ്രസൻസ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. കൃഷ്ണ ലെഫ്റ്റ് ബിഹൈൻഡ് അസ് സം, ഹി ഹാസ് ലെഫ്റ്റ് ഫോർ അസ് സംതിങ്. വാട്ട് വാസ് ദാറ്റ്? ഹിസ് അപ്പിയറൻസ് ആൻഡ് ഹിസ് പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. വെൻ വൺ ഹിയേഴ്സ് ദം കണ്ടിന്യൂസ്ലി and gets his mind absorbed in that, what will happen? Geedani namani tadarthagani gayan vilajo vichareda sangah. That what will happen is, geedani namani tadarthagani, he will automatically, if developed an attachment for Krishna, he will start glorifying Krishna himself without any shame, without any lajja. Lajja means without any hesitation, he will do that. Geedani namani tadarthagani, that he will glorify Krishna through the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also he will chant the holy name without any reservations, without any fear, without any reservations. He has no difficulty. Loudly he will sing the glories of the holy name. Loudly he will sing the Krishna's holy name and chant the holy names of Krishna and his pastimes. Geedani namani tadarthagani. ഗീതാനി നാമാനി തദർത്ഥഗാനി ഗായൻ വിലജോ വിചരേത അസംഗാഹം. ഹി വിൽ സിംഗ് വിലജ വിതൗട്ട് എനി ഷെയിം, വിചരേത് അസംഗാഹം, വിതൗട്ട് അറ്റാച്ച് ടു ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. സിംപ്ലി ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ സിംപ്റ്റം ഓഫ് എ പ്യുർ ഡിവോട്ടി. സിംപ്റ്റം ഓഫ് എ പ്യുർ ഡിവോട്ടി ഈസ് ഹി ഹാസ് നോ അറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ് എനി മോർ എനിത്തിങ്, ഓൺലി അറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ. ഓൺലി ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ ഹി കൻ ഡു ദാറ്റ്. കൻ യു ഇമാജിൻ, വെൻ ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ് വെന്റ് ടു അമേരിക്ക ഫസ്റ്റ് ടൈം, how many people were interested in Krishna consciousness? But when he went to Tompkins Square Park, and when he started chanting Hare Krishna at that time, Geedani namani tadarthagani gayan vilajel vichareda sangaha. You see that example there. There is no concern for Prabhupada to think what the external world was. He didn't think what others think about him. That's what we think first, isn't it? What will others think about us? No. Gidani namani tadarthagani gayan vilajel vijareda sangaha. There is no thought about the external world. There is no thought about the external world. Devotee is only worried about singing about glories of Krishna under any circumstances. Shrunven subhadrani radhangavani janmani karmani jayani loge gidani namani tadarthagani gayan vilaje vijareda sangaha. This is the definition of a devotee. A devotee who does not feel any reservation or any shame in glorifying Krishna anywhere, whenever he gets an opportunity to do so. That is the first thing expected from a devotee. So, Krishna, in these 10-12 verses, Kavi Maharshi talks about that in detail. Many, many things he says. And once you understand these 12 verses, you can understand what is Krishna consciousness. What is Bhagavata Dharma means. There is so much to be spoken about these 12 verses. Because they are so well known, it is based on this that Srila Prabhupada has even structured ISKCON. It is this principle in these 12 verses. That is how the ISKCON's activities are even laid out. If you read through this, and if you read Srila Prabhupada's books also, you will see that relationship very clearly. How deep-rooted is the instructions from Srila Prabhupada based on these 12 verses here. Kavi Maharshi's verses. Therefore, it is important to remember these 12 verses as much as possible. Because once you can remember these verses, it will give you a deep insight into the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So important they are. Manye kudaschil bhayamachyudasya padam bhujo pasana matra nityam udhigna bhugdhe asadalma bhaval vishwalpana yatra nivartade bhi. First thing, how to get out of the fear from this world. Fear is following us all the time, isn't it? In this world, who doesn't have fear? Animals also fear each other, isn't it? Just like a snake is fearful always about the peacock or about the mongoose. It will always be looking to the top and to the sides. Is anywhere any peacock coming? Because peacock is an arch enemy of the snakes. Similarly, the mongoose also, same in the same way. So animals have fear. They are not free from fear. Similarly, cats are frightened about the dogs. The deer is frightened about the tiger or the lion. Elephant is frightened about the lion. In this way, even among the animal kingdom, this quality of emotion of fear does exist. This emotion of fear does exist. In fact, for them, most of the time it is this fear that is in them. There is not much other emotions in them. Most of the time they suffer from this fear. In human society also, there are two categories, whereas one group of people who are fearful and there is another group who are always fearless. There are two types of people in the human society also. Those who are under fear, they are like the in the stage like the animals. They get frightened about so many things in this world and that fear constantly chasing him. He cannot come out of that. That is the nature of that fear. So what we can say is this, that this martyasya artasya manye vavasarati bhayam. Bhayam. Bhayam means fear. Now, freedom from fear is abhayam. Abhayam is freedom from fear. Abhayam. Now, if it goes to a higher degree, it is called abhayataram. Abhayataram. Some people are little bit free from fear. They are called abhayataram. And then higher than that is abhayatamam. Abhayatamam. Abhayatamam means totally free from fear. Abhayatamam. So, abhayatamam is the highest position when one is totally got rid of the fear, and there are some personalities in that category. Just like these Navayogis, nine yogis, Srinarada Maharshi, Sugadeva Goswami, and so many others. They are all under they are all free from fear. That is their great happiness. They are free from fear. How did they get to that stage? Why? Because of this one thing. Shri Krishna, Tulpado Vasanam Abhayadamam, Baddhamityartha drishter martyasya artasya manye vyavasarati bhayam yena sarvalpanaiva. That sarvalpanaiva, that is the word that makes that happen. What is that? They have Sukadeva Goswami, And Srinarada Maharshi, Navayogis, they, all these great personalities, they have understood the cause of this fear, what they are experiencing. And they decided to solve the problem once for all by Stulpado Bhasanam Abhayadamam, that serving Krishna's lotus feet. Completely surrendering to Krishna. Completely taking Krishna's shelter. That is how they escape from fear. You will see, in this life, no matter, suppose somebody says, oh, I'm not frightened of this, I'm not frightened of that, nothing. But if you tell him, tomorrow you're going to die, that's enough. Will he sleep tonight? Do you think he will sleep tonight? So where is the so-called courage and all this what we are talking about? What is the effect of that? No matter how great he is in this world, the moment that signal, warning signal comes, the whole scenario changes. Isn't it? He will change it straight away. Because that is our conditioning in this world. That our identity with the body, Krishna has kept it so strongly that when the message comes that I have to leave this body, it is only then our so-called courage, you will see how much courage it is there. What is interesting then, you don't have to even tell them that you are going to die in a day or two. A symptom is enough. Even the doctor says something, oh, you got cancer, it looks like that. Or you got this, or you got that, something. Even the test has not been done, even before that. Somebody says, oh, there is something in the body which looks like that. That's enough. Even from that onwards, the anxiety start building up. Then you start running to the laboratory, where is the test results? And I want confirmation. Whole night couldn't sleep. We are seeing this all the time. Nobody can say that. He may be anyone in this world, but when that final notice comes to leave, there is, and you will see all where that strength is in a person. So fear is there in everyone. Nobody can say that he is fearless. He is fearless. That's not possible, because it is not an easy thing to escape from the fear of death. Escape from the fear of death. What to speak about our own death? When someone in the family or relative, somebody is very ill and he has to leave the body, immediately we start thinking that what is going to happen? What's going to happen? That anxiety builds up. The fear comes from there also. From not only from ourselves, but from even other living entities, we get this fear. Isn't it? So, Shri Krishna, Tvalpado Bhasanam Abhayadamam, Vedha Mithyartha Drishter Martyasya Artasya Manye, Vavasaradi Bhayam Yena Sarvatmanaivam. So, when will that fear go? That fear will go only when Tvalpado Bhasanam Abhayadamam, when he has taken a complete shelter of Krishna. That is the stage when that fear will go. When that fear will go. If you remember, death is such a thing. Look at Narada Maharshi's life we were talking about before, isn't it? What did Narada Maharshi say? Kalam pradiksho vimato vimalsaraha. When he left his ashramam from the Brahmana's home and went to the forest, and Krishna appeared in front of him and told him, in this lifetime you are not going to see me again. You are not going to see me again. But in the next lifetime, you will have my darshan and you will till then continue moving around in this world. And after leaving this body, come back to me and you will get another body where you will be able to wander around and freely singing my glories. Saying this, Krishna left Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi was only a 5-year-old boy. And every evening when Sri Narada Maharshi was sleeping, will death come to me tonight? When will it come? He was looking for it, because he wanted to leave this body and go back to the next body, where Krishna, he wanted to see Krishna. And that is the difference between great souls and the ordinary people. Kalam pradeksho vimato vimalsaraha. Waiting for that death to come. Every morning he will wake up, oh, you didn't come last night, did you? This is what he was saying. Again, another day I have to pass through. Every night when he went to bed, he was praying, at least please come tonight and take me. This is what Srinarayana Maharshi was praying. And what do we do in our life day to day? We go to every hospital. We go to, as I said before, that we send, even if we can save somehow, we'll send urine and stool to America to test, and the blood to India or something like that, and make everything whatever possible to survive in this body. Isn't it? That's the way the ordinary conditioned soul acts. But devotee of Krishna is Srinarayana Maharshi. Srinarada Maharshi's mood was like that. Kalam pradeksho vimato vimalsaraha. That let the death come and I'll deal with it at that time. That was his mood. So this is only possible for devotees like Srinarada Maharshi. Otherwise it is not possible. For them there is no fear as such. They are free from that fear. Then there are many instances in the history. People who were fearless. All the great acharyas were fearless. That is why they were able to execute their mission. They had no fear. Because if they had fear like that, they couldn't practice spirituality or preach Krishna consciousness in this world. They were fearless all the time. Just like Srila Prabhupada was fearless. After all, what Prabhupada had to do in preaching Krishna consciousness, what he had to go through. But Krishna protected him and looked after him. Krishna Prabhupada knew that was Krishna's protection, was there throughout his preaching times, in whenever he travelled in the world. So that is there throughout history. If you take the case of Ramanujacharya or Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, all the great personalities, you will find the same thing. Acharya Swamiji, once it so happened, when he was travelling, some of the that time, it existed in India, a group of a particular religious sect called Kapaligas. Kapaligas are those, they like to sacrifice somebody's head to please their Bhairava deity. They used to please their deity Bhairava by offering the head of some human being. That kind of worship used to go on at that time. So when Acharya Swamiji was traveling at that time, Kapaligas saw him and they saw, oh, here comes a nice good looking Brahmana and very effulgent. If he can offer his head to the to my deity, he'll be very pleased. That was their religion. So they went and approached Acharya Swamiji and told him whether they could have his head to offer. He says to him, there is no problem with that. I can give you my head if that will help you in your spiritual life. There is no problem, he says. You can have that, he said. But be careful that if any of my disciples are around, you have to be watchful. Otherwise, there could be some heavy, serious problems, he said. So it was then that Kapaligas found him ultimately and decided to take, he said. It was at that time that Narasimha Murthy, Sri Narasimha, appeared at that time through one of his disciples and protected him from the Kapaligas. This is a famous story you can read in the history. This incident has happened. So all the great acharyas, they were protected by Narasimha Murthy. Sri Narasimha sheltered them in their missions. Otherwise it would not have been possible for them to preach Krishna consciousness in this world. It is not possible otherwise. Only under their shelter it is possible. So, Baddham ityartha drishtair martyasya atasya manye vabasaradi vayam yena sarvalpane ivam. So it is only through this artha drishti, mithyartha drishti. Mithyartha drishti means when we free ourselves from this understanding that material world is a place of enjoyment and everything is permanent here, and rather we think that things are temporary here and this temporary situation is not going to make me happy under any circumstances. Number one. Number two, that to think that the objects of this material world is going to give us happiness. Tulbida satyaloge bhina sukhavasadi palpabhu palpanabham. That sukhavasadi, a happy shelter, does not even exist in the Brahma's planet. Tulbida satyaloge bhina sukhavasadi palpabhu palpanabham. That even Lord Brahma there, he is frightened of Krishna. Tulbida satyaloge. Tulbida, in fearful of Krishna, even Brahma is living in his planet. Tulbida satyaloge bina sukhavasadi. Even there, the accommodation is not free from fear. Bina sukhavasadi palpabhu palpanabham. Palpabhu, Brahma is living in that condition. So, this attachment to the material objects will not go away from us very easily. It is not possible to get out of it. You can see that as Kali Yuga advances, our attachment also increases heavily, isn't it? You can observe yourself. Say about 30, 40 years ago, we didn't have so many household appliances, isn't it? Just like we have today. There is unlimited appliances in the house these days. But say, for example, 50, 60 years ago, if you look, even, I don't know about here, but in India, the situation was that most of the people lived very, very simple. Except the basic furniture, most of the people didn't possess many things. But now what has happened? We have so many number of items we have acquired, and it has become a necessity, isn't it? From cooker, washing machine, so many things, dishwashers, televisions, computers, a number of items we have acquired with the desire to become happy, isn't it? In order to make our life convenient and also to feeling that we will become happy, we have acquired all these things. But often what happens is, in the process of acquiring, a lot of distress also we have brought along with it. Just like all these equipments require insurance, isn't it? They'll keep sending you the reminders. The red one, green one, and all that, will follow. So obviously you have to pay those bills, and that anxiety has been created by them. Whereas 60, 70 years ago, many of the families, they didn't have this kind of anxiety, what people are experiencing today. No, ordinary people can look at it and see themselves, how they have, the society lived before. They have created, this is the way Maya works. Maya gives you some pleasure, on the other hand, extract from you much more than that. She'll give you much more anxiety also along with that. That is why it is said like that. Shri Krishna, Tolpado Vasanam Abhayadamam, Baddha Mithyartha Drishtheer Martyasya Artasya Manye Vivasaradivayam, Yena Sarvatmanevam. So in the modern life, it is like that. This anxiety has been built up to a very, very high degree because of our association with matter. Because of our association with matter. So as much as we increase our needs, increase our demand, accordingly we also have to increase our anxiety in life. That is a fact of life. That we know very well how it works. So Krishna says here that martyasya artasya manye vivasaradivayam yena sarvatmanevam. Then because of that, distress follows. Because of that, distress follows. That then the question will come, how can we free ourselves from this fear? Vabasaradivayam yena sarvatmanevam. That Krishna has given the answer to that, to Uddhava. Uddhava was instructed on this. What is that? Yatāval tulpranīdāniha bhajanavidhi nāstido mohamārge. This is where the more interesting side comes. Yatāval tulpranīdāniha bhajanavidhi nāstido mohamārge. Dhavanna pyavradaksha skaladina kuhajil deva deva ghilalman. That Krishna was told, that Krishna, this Kavi Maharshi is saying here, that yatāval tulpranīdā iha bhajana vidhi. That first thing is, one has to start the process somehow. Process of Krishna consciousness. What is that process? What was discussed before? To hear about Krishna and to chant the holy names of Krishna. These are the two most important things. To hear about Krishna and to chant the holy names of Krishna. If one starts that, what will happen? Yatāval tulpranīdāmiha bhajana vidhi. This is the bhajana vidhi. Bhajana vidhi means the process of bhajana. What Krishna has instructed us to do. Bhāgavata dharma was spoken by Krishna himself, not by anybody else. All other dharma, Krishna has left it to other great sages to talk about. Parashara Maharshi, Vedavyasa Maharshi, and Kapila Maharshi, so many other great personalities, they have spoken about all the Patanjali Maharshi. They spoke about all the other dharma. For example, if you take Gautama Maharshi, spoke about Nyayam, Sankhyam was spoken by Kapila, Patanjali spoke about Yogam, and Vedavyasa Maharshi spoke about Jnanam. Like this, different yoga systems were spoken by all the great sages. But when it came to Bhagavata Dharmam, it has to come from Krishna's lotus lips. Only from Krishna's lips it can be accepted. Therefore, Bhagavata Dharmam is superior to all other dharmam. That is important, so that. Yatāval tulpranīdāniha bhajanavidhi. That bhajanavidhi, the process of Krishna consciousness, was spoken by Krishna himself. That is the first thing. Secondly, iha bhajanavidhi. This process of Krishna consciousness has some very interesting features. There is a place where you should execute Krishna consciousness always. It helps a lot. For example, Krishna has executing Krishna consciousness in Vrindavanam is superior to everywhere else. Or in Mayapur, it's superior. Because those places are elevated in spiritual life. They are elevated places. But after going there, if you don't execute Krishna consciousness, equally you can get the reaction also from there. So that also we have to bear in mind. Iha bhajana vidhi, in the Shastram, if you look, you will see this. For example, the place where you execute Krishna consciousness is important. It does help. It has some special significance. That is how it is, you will find in the Bhagavadam, in many, many places. When Krishna himself, when the sages cursed his children, Samba and others, when they were cursed by the sages, Krishna told them not to execute their rituals or the purificatory ceremonies in Dwaraka. Rather, he told them to go to Prabhasam. Why? Because Prabhasam is superior in that way for performing such penances. It is a superior place. So Krishna himself has shown that priority to go to Prabhasam. When Parikshit Maharaj wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, he did not stay in the palace and listen to Bhagavatam there. Rather, he went to the river, Ganga River, to the banks of the river, because that is a place, it has its own speciality. Therefore, he decided to go there. So, everywhere you will find the place has an importance. So, you can see like this, in everything, Krishna has certain rules relating to that. When Srinarada Maharshi wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and the Kumaras, from the Kumaras, Sanaga, Sananda, Sanadana and Sanat Kumara, Srinarada Maharshi wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. They told him to come to Haridwar. That is where that Bhagavatam was spoken. Bhagavatam was spoken there. So, like this, where we execute austerities and penances, where we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, where we chant the holy name, depending on the place where we execute, it has its own importance also. There is no doubt about that. Just like when we come to the temple, our main business in the temple is to hear the holy name and to chant the holy name and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. No other business. That's what temple is meant for. And if we start making the temple a place for all our other gossips and other activities, then that is a serious fault on our side. We are not able to follow Krishna's instructions. Temple is meant only for cultivating spiritual life, nothing else. And that is these two process. Shunnan subhadrani radangavani janmani karmani jayani loke. So there is only business in the temple. That is what is most important. So here, Krishna says here that in various instances, iha bhajana vidhi nasti do moha marge. This is more important. Moha margam. What does moha margam mean? Moha margam means that normally in this world, Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is that one should live according to the Varnashrama Dharma, isn't it? We discussed this in the Bhagavad Gita when we talked about the importance of Varnashrama Dharma. And there were some questions at that time. Why is Krishna consciousness not giving prominence to Varnashrama Dharma? This question was raised at that time, isn't it? We discussed that time that when we come to Bhagavata Dharmam, we'll discuss that point. We mentioned that. So here is the time when we have to understand it properly. What is the difference between Varnashrama Dharmam and Bhagavata Dharmam? These are two different things. Varnashrama Dharmam and Bhagavata Dharmam are two different things. And if you understand it properly, Bhagavad Gita was spoken on the basis of Varnashrama Dharmam. And even in Srimad Bhagavatam, Varnashrama Dharmam is given a lot of importance. So, automatically, the question will come in a person's mind of today, in current times, that where is Varnashrama Dharmam today? Does that mean that I have no choice, I cannot do anything in spiritual life? Because Bhagavad Gita is talking about Varnashrama Dharmam, Bhagavatam is also talking about Varnashrama Dharmam. But if we don't follow, nobody is following Varnashrama Dharmam anymore in this world anyway. So what do we do in that situation? It is an answer to that, this question comes. Iha bhajana vidhi nasti do moha marge. When Varnashrama Dharmam goes away from society, what will happen? That is what is important to know. when Varnashrama Dharma goes away, the first thing what is going to happen is people will become reckless. That means there will be no principles in life. No principles in life. Cheating, lying, and doing all kinds of nonsense to live in this world will be acceptable in the society, which we know very well what the modern society is like. In fact, there is no profession today which is free from these problems. But we think that everything is wonderful. All these great professions of these modern professions, whether it is banks or medical profession or engineering profession, there is none of those professions where these two things, cheating and lying, are acceptable throughout, from top to bottom. It is acceptable. And that is the level where we have fallen to. Why? Because of the absence of Varnashrama Dharma. Because of the absence of Varnashrama Dharma. There is nowhere anyone to guide others in the right direction. And that is where this problem is. So, Varnashrama Dharma is discussed in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And Varnashrama Dharma means based on Shruti and Smriti. Shruti and Smriti. They are considered to be the two eyes. The two eyes. Shruti and Smriti. So, if one sees this world through these two, Shruti and Smriti, and if he runs, even if he trips and falls, nothing will happen. Provided he lives according to Shruti and Smriti. Let's see what does Shruti and Smriti mean. Shruti means Vedas and Upanishads, everything that falls into Shruti. Smriti means the great sages, based on the Shruti, they have written great literature to give us, to instruct us how to live our life in this world. That is Smriti. So Shruti and Smriti, two eyes as it's called, for the person who wants to live in this world. They are the two eyes, Shruti and Smriti. Now, if between Shruti and Smriti, Shruti is more important. Shruti is more important. That goes, that is the direct relations from the, from when we don't understand the Shruti, we take the help of Smriti to understand how we should act in this world. In the past it was like that. People lived on all these things. These were known to people, and the great majority of the people in the higher society, they have accepted this and they will not deviate from that. That was the Varnashrama Dharma's beauty. Now, apart from that, we have got the Puranas. Puranas are considered to be the heart. Considered to be the heart. So, even if you lose Shruti and Smriti, even if you are blind, the heart has to beat. If the heart is not beating, we are finished, isn't it? So, therefore, importance of Puranam also to be understood. If one does not understand Shruti or Smriti, he has to consult Puranas to find out what should be the right thing to do, how to live in this world properly. Because while living in this world, we all commit sinful activities in some form or the other. All our life is full of sinful activities, one way or the other. And therefore, we have to be more concerned about that. And therefore, these Vedic literatures present us, tells us how to live in this world. So here, Varnashrama Dharma exists when these three things are followed properly. Shruti, Smriti, Purananam. Shruti, Smriti and Puranam, when it is followed properly, then that things cannot go wrong. Things cannot go wrong. Because there is so much to tell us. These literature, great Vedic literature tells us how to mold our life. Once we read Mahabharatam, Ramayanam, Itihasams, and all Bhagavata Puranam and other Puranas, and Smriti. Smritis are those written by the sages like Parashara Smriti, Yajnavalkya Smriti, Manu Smriti. They are all Smritis in order to help us in that process. If all these things are taken into account in our life, and if we had the culture in the society in the top level who knew about it very well and who will guide the society in the proper direction, then that society has some hope. That's some hope. Otherwise, it's a hopeless situation. Otherwise, it's a hopeless situation. So like they say, it is hopeless, but it's serious, as they say. So it is serious, but it's hopeless. So in either way you can put it. They say like that. Some people say it is hopeless, but it's serious. But now somebody else says it's serious, but it's hopeless. So in either way, whichever way you take it, the fact is this. Once you reject Shruti, Smriti and Puranam, everything what we'll do is what is categorized in Vikarmam. Vikarmam is the category we belong to then. Everything what we do in this world is full of Vikarmam. Vikarmam means forbidden by Krishna's laws, by Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And you can see the result also, unhappiness in life from that. Nobody seems to be happy from anything. Everything is going on, and at the same time, distress is continuously following him in one way or the other. So, now, what happens now? This Varnashrama Dharma has gone from this world. And Krishna says, follow Bhagavata Dharmam. So where is the difference then? The difference is that Krishna says here, if you take this Bhagavata Dharmam seriously, don't worry about Varnashrama Dharma. We are meant to live according to Varnashrama Dharma. We are meant to live like that. That is the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam in the modern world. The importance of Srimad Bhagavatam in the modern world is because of this, that there is no Varnashrama Dharma, and because of that, Krishna says, what should one do at that time? Yattaval tulpranidaniha bhajanavidi nasti do mohamarge. All of us are in this, what is called mohamargam. Mohamargam means unrestricted in life, unrestricted, and trying to acquire wealth somehow or the other in this world. That is our position here. Astido mohamargam. Mohamargam, we have fallen. That means, how to put it? To say that by devious and wrong processes, trying to acquire wealth, somehow or the other, without any scruple, without any principles, acting in this world, for example, by lying or by cheating or in the name of this so-called modern business, whatever it's going on, it is all nothing but this. It's only a very polished way of presenting it through glossy literature and through websites and all that. But the whole principle behind it is nothing but cheating and lying. That's all. So many things Prabhupada used to say, we have created which are unnecessary in the society and to encourage their cheating propensities, he said. Just to encourage this cheating propensity. Even devotees have fallen into this ignorance often. And often they went up to Prabhupada and asked him, why shouldn't we follow this modern system, techniques of management, this, that and this. Prabhupada said to them at that time, please give up this illusion that is not the way we advance spiritually. Spiritual life is very simple. Make it as simple as possible so that you don't get implicated in your heavy management policies and philosophy, all kinds of false ideas, what we acquire from the so-called businessmen and so-called business world. That's what we do. We get carried away by that. You go to some big business school, get an MBA from there. Then we start thinking, we should organize our Krishna consciousness with MBA attached to it. So, to such ignorance we fall into. And this is exactly why Prabhupada was saying that these qualifications don't help you in Krishna consciousness. Why? Because they are the very things which will mold your character. Because what we have learned in MBA is only how to exploit others. That is MBA. MBA is nothing but exploiting others in a very polished way. That's all it is about. You don't have to be very brilliant to go and sit in Oxford for 5 years to study an MBA degree. Ultimately, that's what they are training up. And such a crooked mind will find it very, very hard to accept the principles of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, we don't need all that to become a devotee. For a devotee, it is a simple thing. What if we go through these 12 verses, that if it is properly understood, he doesn't require any MBA to become a devotee. That is why it is said like that. That, that, iha bhajanavidi nastito mohamarge. Mohamarga means desires building up because of all this attachment with the matter and the material qualifications that goes along with it, which makes him to think. His mind becomes more twisted and he starts thinking that is the way to live in this world. It is not the way to live in this world. That's why Krishna is saying like that. Astido mohamarge dhavan. But if any situation happens like this, because most of us are in that situation today, somehow or the other, we have fallen into that. We are finding it helpless to escape from this influence of the modern education systems because of the current modern world. The way it is created is like that. So, dhavanna pyamradakshaha. That if mohamarge, if somehow, suppose somebody has fallen into this process, he is finding it difficult to come out of it. Even such a person, Krishna says there, even such a person, mohamarge dhavan apyavradakshaha, that even he is not considering too much about his activities. He is not thinking about it too much, whether he is doing the right thing or wrong thing. He doesn't know. But he has taken to this process of Krishna consciousness somehow. He has taken up, what is that process of chanting the holy name and reading Srimad Bhagavatam? If he has taken to that process, Dhavanna Pyavridaksha, suppose he has closed his eyes and he has ran through this world. Dhavanna Pyavridaksha, Skaladina Kuhajil, Deva Deva Akhilalman, that even if he trips and falls, he will escape from that trip. He will not completely lose it. In other words, Krishna consciousness is such a powerful thing that even if our habits and our propensities are bad, they are not based on the Vedic philosophy or on the Shastra due to our conditioning in this modern world. Even if it is so, if we cultivate Krishna consciousness, the process of Krishna consciousness is so powerful that one day we will be taken out of that and brought back into the right track. Because at the moment, we are going on the wrong track. We know that. Whole life is based on the wrong track. The lifestyle is wrong. And from this lifestyle, what we are acquiring is more and more bondage to another material body. That is the result of that. To suffer all the consequences of all our karmic reactions. But Krishna is saying here that even if you have fallen into that condition, still, if you have come to take to this process of Bhagavata Dharmam, you will be sheltered. That is the beauty of this Bhagavata Dharmam. And therefore, Bhagavata Dharmam is more significant today than even the Varnashrama Dharmam. Varnashrama Dharmam is essential. It's good to have Varnashrama Dharmam. But when it doesn't have, what do we do? Therefore, this importance of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada has stressed so much. It is only in Srimad Bhagavatam you will see this discussion about Bhagavata Dharmam in depth, like the nine yogis have discussed in these four chapters with the King Nimi. So, Yattaval tulpranidaniha bhajana vidhi nastido mohamarge dhavan apyavradaksha skaladina kuhajil deva deva ghilalman. Even if he has gone in the wrong track in life without knowing, because he didn't know what is the right thing to do. Somehow or the other he has fallen, got victimized by all the social conditions. Even then, if he comes to Krishna's shelter by chanting the holy name and studying Srimad Bhagavatam, he will be protected and he will quickly come out of that unfortunate situation. That is why. And that is what you will find in this verse. Kavi Maharshi is saying to King Nimi, if you read that particular verse, you will say there, then, Yanastaya Naryo Rajan, Na Pramad, verse 35, Yanastaya Naryo Rajan, Na Pramadyeda Karhijal, Dhavan Nimilyava Netre, Na Skalel, Na Padeliha. That is a guarantee. Yanastaya Naryo Rajan, Na Pramadyeda Karhijal, My dear King, Na Pramadyeda Karhijal, Pramadam means what? Pramadam means illusion, maya. Maya. What is pramadam? Pramadam, it is only due to illusion we engage in sinful activities. Sinful activities means forbidden activities. All these kinds of activities, what we were discussing, the modern activities of the modern world, where we are engaged in all kinds of dealings and dealings. Yanastaya naro rajan na pramadyadagar hijil Dhavan nimilyava netre na skalel na padediha. That is a guarantee. Kavi Maharshi says there that even if it has happened like that, Dhavan nimilyava netre, you can close your eyes and run through this world. Na skalel na padediha, he will not trip or he will not fall. This is, see that beauty of Bhagavata Dharmam. Beauty of Krishna consciousness is like that. But we shouldn't twist all these things to suit us. That's the only thing where things go wrong. That will come later. If you see in the next verse, what he says there. This Krishna consciousness is a beautiful process as long as it is followed strictly. Otherwise, it will cause problems also. That is why it said, Yanastaya naro rajan na pramadyena karhijil dhavan nimilyava netre na skalel na padediha. This is a guarantee from Krishna. Krishna is, Kavi Maharshi is saying here, the first sage who spoke to King Nimi, he is saying to him that it will be sheltered. Because how Krishna shelters such a person? Krishna knows that due to circumstances he has fallen into that. Due to this condition of life. A lot of people are unhappy with the way things are going on. But what happens is, when we become a part of that system of the modern way of life, automatically you are helpless about it. You have to go along with it. There's nothing you can do. And a helpless situation. It is then that this principle becomes very valid. That's what it says. You will not trip and fall because you have surrendered to Krishna. That is the shelter. You have surrendered to Krishna. Na pramadhyena karhichil yana asthaya naro rajan na pramadhyena karhichil dhavan nimileva netre na skalel na padediha. He will not fall, Krishna says, because he has come to my shelter. Provided he takes the process of Krishna consciousness very, very, very seriously. Only then he is sheltered. Only then he is sheltered. We can see in the Bhagavadam, there are people who have taken like that and who are sheltered like that. Who? First example, Jatabharata. Bharata Yogeshwar. Who was Bharata? These nine yogis, their eldest brother. He was Bharata, wasn't it? King Bharata. He fell down, he had to become a deer. Then he had to take birth again as a Brahmana in Kaushita Gotram. He has to become Brahmana. But by now, Krishna has given him the proper intelligence. That is Krishna's shelter. Krishna sheltered him. As a deer, Krishna sheltered him. As a Brahmana, Krishna sheltered him. How? By giving the proper knowledge, what was required at that time. It is through that knowledge that Krishna sheltered him. And because of that knowledge that followed him through these two different lives afterwards, after the Brahmana's birth, he went back to the spiritual world. Isn't it? If you remember all that Jatabharata story in the fourth canto, you will know there what happened was this. That that Jatabharata, Ahambura Bharado Namaraja Krishna Archana Prabhavo No Jahadi. When Rahugana asked Bharata Yogeshwara, how did this situation happen to you? What did he say? He said, Krishna Archana Prabhavo No Jahadi. In my previous lifetimes, I had the great fortune of serving Krishna's lotus feet. And that knowledge and that upasana, what I have performed at that time, has followed me in my subsequent lifetimes. That didn't leave me. So you can see how Krishna shelters the devotee. So Bhagavata Dharmam, one who has followed Bhagavata Dharmam, will never lose the battle. You will always win at the end. That is what was shown in that personality. Again, if you look at Ambarish Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj was put into a very awkward situation. He didn't want to face Durvasa Muni. No, who can face Durvasa Muni? And that Durvasa Muni cursed him and put him to such great distress. But still, what did he do? His surrender to Krishna was so complete that at the end, Durvasa Muni had to surrender to Ambarish Maharaj. So that is how such great souls were protected by Krishna. That is why Krishna is saying here, Ambarish Maharaj was a king. As a king, you are likelihood, very much likely to do wrong things also, isn't it? In the execution of justice, in the administration, so many things can go wrong. But in spite of all that, yana asthaya naro rajan na pramadyena karhijal dhavan nivileva netre na skalel na padediha. That there is no possibility of falling from there. You will continue to get back till you reach the destination. That is the guarantee from Krishna. So, why it should be understood like that is that Krishna consciousness or Bhagavata Dharmam is its beauty lies in this. That simply by Krishna says like this, Yatavel tulpranidaniha bhajanavidi nastido mohamarge. Mohamargam. Mohamargam means, as I mentioned before, all the principles in life is gone. All values have gone. All ethics have gone. Simply to make money and to enjoy, willing to do anything. This is called Mohamargam. Willing to do anything to make money. This is a very dangerous approach in life because there is no fear of, as I mentioned before, like the servant says to the master, that I am frightened that what will happen to you. And when we see these endeavor from big businessmen and from the big corporations and big men of this world to make money and to exploit others, engage others in their money-making process or the greed, then you can see how the whole thing is implicated in that process. And you have become a part of that. You can't escape from that. What can you do? That's why I said, Mohamage dhavan apyavradaksha Skaladina Kuhajal Deva Devakila Altman. That is where this importance of Krishna consciousness comes. No other consciousness except Krishna consciousness. Why Krishna consciousness? That is why this addressed as Deva Deva Akhila Altman. It is not addressed to Brahma. It is not addressed to Vishnu. It is not addressed to Shiva. It is addressed to Krishna. Deva Deva Akhila Altman. Why Deva Deva Akhila Altman? I will explain that. Why it is addressed to Krishna alone. You see, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they are called Murti Trayam. Murti Trayam they are called. They are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Krishna is addressed as Murti Trayeshwara. He is the controller of Murti Trayam. Murti Trayam is in this universe. Similarly, in other universes as also, there are the Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva in other universes as well. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavata Dharmam refers to only to Krishna. Not to Brahma, not to Vishnu, not to Shiva. It is only addressing to Krishna. That is the beauty of Bhagavata Dharma. Why it is like that is, that in this through Srim Bhagavata Dharma, Krishna has given to this world. Krishna has given to this world for those people who are stuck in this world in the way we discussed before. Who are stuck in this world in that way. For them to come out of that. It's only Krishna can save us. Nobody else can save us. It is simple as that. So, in order to save us from that, this Bhagavata Dharma has been spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Dharma has been spoken. So, here, we talked about fear first, how to escape from fear. So, in order to escape from fear, in the Bhagavatam, there is a statement somewhere else. I think it's in the fifth canto. Sri Narasimha Padam, one should worship non-Narasimha. Devotees also worship Narasimha, isn't it? Why? To get freedom from fear. Narasimha Pada Bhajato Agudo Bhayamiti, it says in the fifth canto. That if you worship Narasimha's lotus feet, you can escape from fear, it says like that. But this worship of Narasimha Murti is not so simple as we think about it. Normally, Ugra Narasimha, Narasimha has got different forms, isn't it? The Ugra Narasimha form, that means the ferocious, frightening form of Narasimha, is only to be worshipped by brahmacharis and sannyasis. Others should not worship that form. Because to strictly follow the rules and regulations of Narasimha Murti, particularly that Ugra Narasimha form, is very, very difficult and it can be only done by brahmacharis and sannyasis, who are actually following their ashrama rules and regulations properly. They are allowed to worship. Okay. Leave Narasimha Murti then. Then the question will come, there is another form of Narasimha which is called Shanta Narasimha. Shanta Narasimha means peaceful Narasimha, who is pacified by Prahlada and who is in a very peaceful mode. Why not we worship him? Yes, we will worship peaceful Narasimha. Say, on a Narasimha Chaturdashi day, Narasimha Chaturdashi, which is normally in month of May, isn't it? Narasimha Chaturdashi. Between 1st and 5th of May, normally it comes. So we have decided to worship Narasimha Murti on that day. On that day, we have decided to worship Narasimha Murti. So all of us have got here together. Let us chant the holy names of Narasimha. Om Narasimhaya Namah, Om Narasimhaya Namah. Everybody started chanting Lord Narasimha's name. So, wherever Krishna is present, all Krishna's major incarnations are also present there. That we have to remember always. If Krishna is present anywhere, Krishna's major incarnations like Malsim, Kurmam, Varaham, Narasimham, Vamanam, Parashuram, Ramachandra, Balaram, they are all present there with Krishna. They are all present there. So, one Narasimha Chaturdashi day, let us assume like that, we all sat together here and we decided we want to worship Lord Narasimha. We started chanting Narasimha's name. So, Narasimha Murti heard our chanting here, the holy name, his name being chanted so loudly by so many people. So he decided to come and have a look at it, what goes on here. So he came over the stairs and came through that door and opened that door. When you open the door, who will see him first? I will see him first because I am turned that way, isn't it? You are all turning this way. You are all turned in this direction. I am looking and as soon as he opens the door, I see this form of Narasimha. First thing, what will I do? I'll open the window and jump through that fucking door. That's what's going to happen. Say, if Narasimha Murthy, say, assume that he has appeared there. Imagine that he has appeared there. And if we see him, I don't think how many people will remain in this room. Why? Taptaswarna suvarna ghurnam dadirukshaksham sadakesaram pulkamba pranikumbidam bahamaho jiya tavedam abhu. Narasimha Murthy's form is discussed in the Bhagavatam. If you read that, that it is frightening itself. You don't need to read anything else. And if you understand that verse, tapta swarna suvarna ghurnam dadirukshaksham sadakesaram prulkamba pranikumbidambaramaho jiya tavedam vabhu vyatavyata sakhadari mahamukham galghogravalgan mahajihva dargamadrushyamanamoham drumstra yugodamaram. Narasimha Murthy, when he appeared in front of Prahlada and Hiranyakashipu, even Hiranyakashipu got frightened seeing that form. Imagine that form, if he appears here, what will happen? So, is it possible to worship Narasimha Murthy when already we are fearful, already we are in fear? So, will the fear increase or will the fear decrease now if Narasimha Murthy comes to us? Imagine that. On the other hand, just leave that there now. On the other hand, suppose Krishna decided to come here. 2-3 year old boy, both hands full of butter, and the flute is stuck into the belt. Peacock feather, a beautiful smile, with his anklets, what walks in bit by bit. What will happen? Each and every one of us would like to stop all Bhagavatam classes and go to him. Is it not? That's what first thing will happen. That is why, even from the fear point of view, only you have to worship Krishna and nobody else. Otherwise, it's all not practical. It is not going to happen also. That is why it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that ultimately this form of Krishna, which is the most enchanting form, and that form that is discussed in the Canto 10 of Dashamaskandam in the Srimad Bhagavatam, has been discussed at length in 90 chapters in order to make us feel that pleasure of happiness by serving Krishna. No other form is to be served except Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is for this reason it is said like this. If we have to worship anybody, it has to be only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why in the Bhagavatam you will find this. That Yanastayanaro Rajan na pramadyeda karhijil dhavannimi levanetre naskalel na padediha. That if you follow that, there is no possibility of fall down, because Krishna will capture your heart. And once your heart is captured, there is no possibility to escape from that. That is why in the previous verse, it says like this. Yevai bhagavata prokta ubaya hyatma labdhaye anja pumsam avidusham viddhi bhagavadan hidan. That's a very important verse. Why is it important? Because yevai bhagavata prokta, Krishna has spoken this. It has come from Krishna himself. Why? Ubaya atmalabdhaye. In order to realize oneself, that is what our problem is, isn't it? We are not able to realize what we are. Identifying with the body, rotting through so many lifetimes in different bodies, we are here today in the human body. And here also, we still do not know what we are. This is our situation. And therefore, ubaya atmalabdhaye. In order to know our atma, the soul, to have our spiritual identity realized, Krishna says here, Kavimarshi says here, evai bhagavada prokta ubaya atmalabdhaye ubayam. Ubayam means the technique, how to solution, how to realize the self, and therefore Bhagavad Dharma was spoken. Why? Anjapumsam avidusham viddhi bhagavadan hidan. Anjapumsam avidusham. Avidusham means one who is not very learned, ordinary people like us. Anjapumsam avidusham viddhi bhagavadan hidan. For their benefit, this Bhagavad Dharma has been spoken by Krishna. This Bhagavad Dharma has been spoken by Krishna for those who are anjapumsama vidusham viddhi bhagavadan hidan. It is for their benefit this Bhagavad Dharma was spoken by Krishna. Bhagavad Dharma was spoken by Krishna. So, importance of Bhagavad Dharma is spoken by Kavi Maharshi. What kind of people should take to Bhagavad Dharma? That is the first question answered there. What kind of people? What kind of people? All the people who are living in this modern world, in other words. Because there is no one who is following the Shruti or Smriti properly. Nor is there anyone who has the proper understanding or capacity or ability to follow those rules and regulations properly in this world. That means, in fact, the whole modern civilization, the only solution for them to come to this Atmalabdhaye, to realize the self, is only this process of Krishna consciousness or Bhagavata Dharmam. That is what Kavi Maharshi has established first. That is the first thing what he has established here. Then, what else did he say? Then he says, Kayena vaja manasendriyerva buddhyalpanava prakrite svabhaval karodi yadyal sagalam parasmaihi narayanayedi samarpayami. That is what one has to do. What is that? Kayena vaja manasendriyerva. We do different things with our body, kayam, by words, by mind, by senses, and by intelligence. These are all the tools what we have to execute our activities in this world, to execute our activities in this world. Kavi Maharshi is saying here that kayena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyalpanava prakrite svabhaval buddhyalpanava prakrite svabhaval. According to our nature, we do different things in this world, isn't it? We do all sorts of things. We are not sages. We are conditioned souls in this material world. We are conditioned by different things. So in all these activities, our nature will play a prominent role. Our svabhavam. Svabhavastu pravartade. It says in the Bhagavad Gita also. That svabhavam is that what will work. So what is Krishna, Kavi Maharshi is saying here, kayena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyalpanava prakrite svabhaval. By your body, by your mind, by your senses, by your words, and by your intelligence, and whatever actions you perform with all these according to your nature, he says. If all these activities, karodi yadyal sagalam parasmai narayana yedi samarpayami. If you do all these things karodi yadyal sagalam parasmaihi, that if you offer everything what you do with all these things to Krishna, narayana yedi samarpayami, it should be offered to Krishna. It should be offered to Krishna. This is the process. The process is that everything we do has to be offered to Krishna. In other words, the results has to be offered to Krishna. Otherwise, it has no meaning. That is what it means. Karodi yadyal sagalam parasmaihi. We have to offer to Krishna, not take it from Krishna. Offer to Krishna. Karodi yadyal sagalam parasmaihi. Sagalam, everything. Nothing should be excluded. That is Bhagavata Dharmam. You see, from Varnashrama Dharma point of view, and from the Vedic process of worship, you can't offer everything to Krishna. Say you are coming to the temple, you are coming bringing different things, and there are stringent rules and regulations laid out by the acharyas, what you are allowed to take into the temple and what you are not, what you can offer to Krishna and what you cannot offer to Krishna. But Bhagavata Dharma excludes that. Bhagavata Dharma says you can offer everything to Krishna. And Krishna, on the other hand, will accept this offering. Will accept this offering as long as that person is executing it properly. Executing it properly with the proper understanding. That is where these problems are coming. Kayena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyalpanava prakrite svabhaval karodi yadyal sagalam parasmai narayana yedi samarpayami. Sagalam parasmai. Sagalam, everything has to go to Krishna. That means everything what we do, the result has to go to Krishna. Only then it becomes Bhagavata Dharmam. Only then it becomes Bhagavata Dharmam. And this is precisely what Prabhupada has instituted International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It was an opportunity for many people to come and serve in such a way that they could serve Krishna wholeheartedly. Everything to offer everything to Krishna. So anyway, karodi yadyal sagalam parasmaihi. Sagalam, everything has to go to Krishna. Then, in that case, narayana yedi samapayami. When it is offered like that, he is following Bhagavata Dharmam. And such a person, Bhagavadam says here, what will happen? Dhavanni nileva netre naskalel napadediha. That person, even if in his dealings there are mistakes, it doesn't matter. He will not fall. He will go. He will advance spiritually. This is the injunction of Kavi Maharshi here. It's a very, very important point. This verse will bring a lot of questions automatically. How do we do this? Isn't it? This question will, every time we ask the same question again and again and again. But unfortunately, that is the reality. That is what is expected of us. To serve Krishna wholeheartedly and give everything to Krishna. And in the if you look into our 11th canto, you will see there, this understanding was there, very much so. When Prabhupada spoke about this in many, many instances, he said, do it for Krishna, do it for Krishna, do it for Krishna. That's what he always stressed. But if you can't do everything, offer what you can to Krishna. At least come to that platform. So at different levels, he has encouraged everyone to come to Krishna consciousness. Because the desire was to establish Bhagavata Dharma in this world. Because he knew that Bhagavata Dharma alone can free oneself from this fearful condition. From the fearful condition. But what happened in the Bhagavatam, you will find there in the commentary, that he has mentioned, Hridayananda Goswami has mentioned there, that even if one comes to that platform, he is allowed certain things. What is he allowed? He can take prasadam from the temple. That's what is allowed. Everything else has to come to Krishna. Not take it from Krishna anything. This is a very fundamental principle of Bhagavata Dharma. That kayena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyalpana va prakrute swabhaval karodi yadyal sagalam parasmai narayana yedi samarpayami. So the same point which is discussed in the Bhagavatam, because this point in Srimad Bhagavatam this verse particularly is a very, very well known verse, and it's been detailed commentaries written on that by Sridhara Swami and all the other great acharyas also. What exactly it means? It means that when one surrenders to Krishna completely, wholeheartedly, and offers everything what is necessary, whatever he can, and all his activities is automatically linked to Krishna then. If he offers the results to Krishna, automatically everything is linked then with Krishna. But unfortunately, what happens is normally we have separated Krishna and us separately. My life and Krishna's temple is different. That we offer something to Krishna and something we want to keep to ourselves. That situation comes in our life. But Krishna is saying here, when you execute Bhagavata Dharma properly, that time the only way it can work is if this verse is strictly adhered to or strictly followed. Karodi yadyal sagalam parasmaihi narayana yedi samarpayami. That parasmai narayana yedi samarpayami is important, because parasmai means Krishna has got one personal form and also has his impersonal aspect, Brahman. To personality, Krishna, supreme personality, you offer so many things you are allowed to offer. But many other karmic reactions from our different unnecessary karma, that also we are offering to Krishna. That should be accepted by the premam aspect of Krishna. That is why that parasmai word is used there. Narayanaye samarpayami. So either way, Krishna will accept that offering as long as it is executed in this consciousness of Bhagavata Dharma. Otherwise, it becomes karma. It simply affects our life. So, how it is spoken is like this. That the we have seen before that fear has come to us from where? Where did this fear come to us? Fear came to us because we have put our faith in we have accepted that things which are temporary as permanent, number one. And secondly, we got attached to some of the material objects here, which are actually distress, but we found happiness in them. So in these two levels, we got attached by that. Therefore, Krishna says here, Bhidharnamadhyudiyal, bhavadinanumanam kalpidanjadhyudiyam, tenekyabhyasashilo, hridayamihayada, shaktibuddhva, nirundhyam. That Bhidharnamadhyudiyal, why bhidi? Bhidi means fear. Bhidi has come because of dudiyam. Dudiyam means the fear that another thing exists, a second thing exists. You see, what it means is that this fear that something else exists apart from Krishna, that is what generates the fear, isn't it? Generates the fear. For example, Hiranyakashipu was not frightened of anything, isn't it? Hiranyakashipu was not, we are not frightened of ourselves, isn't it? We are not frightened of ourselves. We are frightened about a second person or another person. That's where we get frightened of. Another living entity, another human being or another person, we get frightened of them. Why? We never get frightened of ourselves. That is why it says, Bidharnam adjudiyal bhavadinanumanam kalpidanjadjudiyam. That we have established in our mind through our sankalpam, through our belief, that a second thing exists apart from Krishna. That is how we have established ourselves. A second thing exists. How does that exist? We start thinking that all these living entities are separate from Krishna. We start thinking like that. They are all separate, so they are my... As soon as dvaidam, that way things, comes in our mind, dvidiyam, that thought comes like that, immediately next thing that will build up is ryagam and dvesham. Other words, some people will be friends and some people will become enemies. When we forget their relationship with Krishna, the immediate thing that will come to our mind is that some of them are our friends and some of them are our enemies. But from Krishna's point of view, they are all part and parcel of Krishna. That is what is called duality. When we say this, that everything in this world is nothing but duality, isn't it? Day and night, man and woman, and happiness and distress, boy and girl, or black and white. Like this, if you analyze the whole world, it's nothing but a scene where duality alone exists. All the time we are in duality. Dual world it is called, isn't it? The duality, the nature, duality. Everything is dual. So as long as duality exists, what can happen is, Vidharnamadvidiyal. From duality comes fear. Immediately fear builds up. How does the fear come? Kalpidanjadvidiyam. That we have this dvaidam, or sorry, the dvidiyam. The second thing, where did it come from? It came from our mind. Why? Because we thought all these living entities are separate from Krishna. We are not able to see that Krishna is present in all the living entities. It's only Krishna is present in me, Krishna is present in all the other living entities also. That consciousness is not coming to us. That's not happening to us. Therefore, fear. Fear came. Why? Somebody becomes your friend, somebody becomes your enemy, automatically. Ragam and dvesham. Attachment and aversion builds up at that point. So, here it says, Vidharnama dvidiyal bhavadinanumanam kalpidanja dvidiyam. This is all kalpana of the mind. Mind is created. How much in ignorance we are working in this world, that is what Bhagavatam is telling us. Tenekabhyasashilo hridayamihayadha shakti buddhva nirundhyam. Now, somehow or the other, we have got this understanding. Yes, it is true. What Bhagavatam is saying is correct, that I should come out of this duality. But even if you try very hard, it won't last very long. It will last for 10 seconds or so. After that, we are back into the same old story. Is it not? Tenek abhyasa shilo hridayami hayada shakti buddhva nirundhyam. So if you try very hard, probably it will last for a few seconds or probably for a day if it works out. But second day, everything goes away. That is our helpless condition in this world. Why? Because at least at that point, Maya pushes us down and makes us to surrender at that time to Maya. Maya, it is Maya's energy that which is doing this to us. Even when you want to act in the right way, say for example, you have decided something that, okay, from now on, I'm going to give up a particular bad habit, whatever it may be, let it be anything. And you decide like that, and after a few days, you probably survive that, and again you've got victimized by that. What does it show? What does it show? It is only showing to us that how helpless we are in this world, isn't it? How helpless we are. Because Maya vidhetu tasmin. Maya is a powerful energy in this world. Maya vidhetu tasmin punarabhinatatam bhadi maya dhinatham. When Maya increases her pressure on us, all that what we want to think that we will do immediately fly off. It goes away straight away. And therefore, Shastra is saying that in that situation, what should one do? ഭാതി മായാദിനാദം തത്വാം ഭക്ത്യാ മഹത്യാം സതതമനുഭജാം ഈശഭീതിം വിജഹ്യാം. At that time, there is one person who is the boss of this Maya, who controls this Maya here. It is this Maya that is putting us into this difficulty. Therefore, you have to approach that personality who is controlling that Maya. So, if somebody who goes and takes shelter of that person, can Maya disturb that person? Can Maya trouble him? No. Because Maya is also his servant. Maya is also his servant. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you see in the beginning, in the first canto, when Vedavyasa Maharshi was going to write Srimad Bhagavatam, at that point, he explains this point. How does he say?
Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihido male apashyal purusham purvam mayam cha tadubhashrayam.
What did Vedavyasa see there? Vedavyasa saw there, bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihido male, when pure devotion built up in his heart, and he was feeling ecstatic, at that time he saw Krishna standing there. And what else did he see? He also saw Mayadevi standing there under Krishna's shelter. Mayadevi standing there under Krishna's shelter. It is then that Vedavyasa Maharshi concluded that this Maya will only disturb that person who does not take Krishna's shelter. If you don't take Krishna's shelter, Maya will disturb you in this world. But the moment one takes Krishna's shelter, Maya will not cause any problems, because Maya is also Krishna's devotee. So if she is a proper devotee, not the modern devotee, proper devotee, he will not pull your leg at that time. She will not do that. She is a proper devotee of Krishna. And because she is a proper devotee, she will not create havoc for you. Your spiritual life will go further. And in order to prove that, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are two major instances discussed there. That when Gopakumaris, the gopis of Vrindavanam, when they wanted to have Krishna, they had lusty desires for Krishna. They wanted to have Krishna. And they wanted to get Krishna. What did they do? First of all, they have started their Kartyayani Vratam, isn't it? Kartyayani Mahamaye. That is how they addressed Mayadevi. They were addressing Mayadevi and asking her, Kartyayani Mahamaye Mahayogini Adhishwari. See how they address Mayadevi. They were asking her, please help us. We have only one request. Nanda Gopa Sudam Devi Padime Kurudenama. We want to have Krishna to come as our husband. Nanda Gopa Sudam Devi Padime Kurudenama. So at that point, when they realized that Kartyayani Mahamaye, 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 that's how they address her. Then Mayadevi addressing her, asking her, help us. Please allow us to have Krishna as our husband. After that, Mayadevi withdraw from the scene. It is then Krishna comes in. Isn't it? So you can see that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the best example, the greatest of the devotees, Gopakumaris, Gopigas, they also took her shelter. Because Bhadi Mayadinadam Tattvam Bhaktya Mahatyam Sadadamanubhajam Nishabhidim Vijahyam. That if one wants to have Krishna's mercy, it is not going to go away if one takes even her shelter like the Gopakumaris did. Rukmini Devi in the Bhagavatam you can see. Rukmini Devi, on the day of marriage, when she went to the Durga temple to pray to her, what was her prayers to Durga Devi? She prays to her, Namasye tu ambige bhishnam sasandana yudam shivam bhuyan padirme bhagavan krishna stodanimodadam. This was Rukmini's prayer. Rukmini Devi is praying to Sri Parvati that Namasye tu ambige bhishnam sasandana yudam shivam bhuyan padirme bhagavan krishna stodanimodadam. My dear mother, Sri Parvati addressed, Rukmini Devi addressed Sri Parvati, that along with your sons, Ganesh and Kartikeya, please bless me so that Krishna sudhanimodada bhuyan padirme bhagavan krishna sudhanimodadam. Let Krishna come, become my husband. That was there again another prayer to Mayadevi. So in the history, if you look back, one of the ways to worship, one of the ways to, if you take Krishna shelter totally, completely, there is no need to take anybody's shelter. Then it is not necessary. But when we are not done that, even if we approach Maya Devi, sometimes she will also come forward and help us not to put any obstacles on our path. That is also another thing to be learned from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhadi Maya Dinadham Tatvam Bhaktyam Mahatyam Sadadam Anubhajam Ishabidim Vijahyam.
In this way, one can free oneself from the existence of fear, fear in one's heart. Otherwise, it's not going to go away. This Srimad Bhagavatam, particularly these verses, are so important that it has to be absorbed completely in one's mind. Because it is these verses, they are the very fundamentals of Krishna consciousness. Whole Krishna consciousness principle is based on these verses of Kavi Maharshi.
Manye kudaschil bhayamachyudasya padambhujo vasanamatra nityam uddhigna mugdhe asadalma bhaval vishwalmana yatra nivartadobhi.
In the beginning itself, he stresses this point. If you want to free yourself from fear in this world, the only solution for that is to completely take Krishna's lotus feet, shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, through these two processes, Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name. That's why they have been given to us. And it is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this point is stressed very much. And how does Bhagavatam say about that? If you look at the next verse, 37.
Bhayam didiya bhinivesha dasyal isha daveda saviparyayosprati tanmayayadho buddhama bhajetam bhakti gayesham gurudevadalma.
Kavi Maharshi says, bhayam didiya abhinivesha dasyal ishat abedasya viparyayo smriti. Bhayam didiya abhinivesha dasyal, didiyam, that there is a second thing that exists outside Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's parts and parcel, that's all exists, nothing else. There's nothing else exists apart from that.
Ishat abedasya viparyayo smriti.
But we have forgotten that all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, that we have forgotten. And then viparyayo smriti, opposite thing has established in us. And therefore, fear has come to us. Kavi Maharshi says there,
tanmaya yadho buddhama bhajetam bhakte gayesham gurudevadalmam.
So, by taking the shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master and lotus feet of Krishna, one can free oneself from this situation. That is why it is said like this.
Bidirnamadvidiyal bhavadinanumanam kalpidanjadvidiyam teneika bhyasashilo hrdayamihayatha shakti buddhva nirundhyam maya vidhedu tasmin punaravinadadham bhadi mayadinadham tatvam bhaktyam mahatyam sadadamanubhajam ishabhidim vijahyam.
By performing, following that route, Kavi Maharshi says, Isha Bhidim Vijahyam, you can come out of this fearless condition, fearful condition. There is no other way to escape from fear. Otherwise, we will have to go life after life in this fearing, fearing, fearing. That fear will constantly follow us wherever we go. Therefore, this Bhagavata Dharmam, what Krishna is going to talk about in the many four chapters from now on, is so important that if we understand this, the whole purport of Ekadasham isn't there. They properly explain that. So it is important to understand what is Bhagavata Dharma. And also how Krishna, Kavi Maharshi and other yogis are talking to us how to free ourselves from the fear. So I'll stop there today. I'm away for a few weeks now. Hopefully, I'm hoping that I can come back on 22nd of July for the next class. But if there is any change, Naveen will let you know about that. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
You have to go.